radio when I was a kid was very kind of formative for me. The guys I listened to on the radio, they kind of dictated the music that I listened to. We were lucky, we had the BBC and they didn't have like a commercial thing going on. They could kind of, people like John Peel, have you heard of that guy, Stephen? He could play he could play what the hell he liked, and it was incredibly influential, not just on me, but a whole generation, well, generations of British people. What about you?
Well, that was exactly the reason why I started my radio show as well. I figured, you know, we got a couple of generations out there who've never heard a real personality on the radio or had that relationship with their DJ or relationship with a radio station like we did growing up, you know. So I wanted to bring back personality, you know, back to the DJ thing. We had the best of all worlds. We had great radio. Oh God. 10 years ahead of you, or 15 years ahead of you, while you were trying to tune in Radio Luxembourg, you know, we had the fantastic AM radio, which was, you know, phenomenal. I mean, you know, from Alan Freed right through the 60s, and then by the end of the 60s, FM started, and that went to the more rock type of album tracks and things. And, you know, so I decided to combine the two, really. I treat my format like a rock and roll dance party. You know, I play very, very few slow songs. I play very few songs over 3.5 minutes. You know, so it's a little bit of a pop station, but with rock songs. You know, and you know, so it's kind of a combination of the different formats I had growing up. But we had wonderful radio. You know, I mean, you know, you had, thank God Radio Caroline came along when it did, or I don't know if the British invasion could have continued. You know?
You know, when I was a kid, Stephen, we had this dude on the radio here in England, and he called himself the Emperor Roscoe, and his real name was Mike Pasternak, and his dad was this big time Hollywood movie producer, a real kind of, you know, a real kind
yeah,
of
Boris Pasternak.
A real Hollywood player. But this guy, when I was a kid, he used to come on British radio and he'd go, "Hey, hey, hey, I am the Ayatollah of rock and roller, the Sultan of Swing, baby," and all this sort of stuff. Now, here's the thing. I'm in Manchester, England. I'm like 10, 11 years old. I think, this guy is so original. I can't believe... And then I saw American Graffiti. I thought, that guy's a fraud. He stole his entire act from, he stole his entire act from Wolfman Jack. I'm never listening to him again. But I think what you guys have, which we haven't really had in the UK, when I go to the States, what I find so incredibly rewarding about the way US radio is, if it's late night and I want some jazz, I can find a jazz station. If I'm bowling through open country in the middle of nowhere and I want to hear some country music, I can find the station. If I want to hear like minimalist music because I'm chilling out at home, it's there. You've got that much broader spectrum of music. But in a way, is there too much music? Because you're focusing on a specific genre, aren't you? Straight ahead, like you said, 3.5 minute rock and roll, baby.
Yeah, but it's narrow in that sense, but extremely broad in the sense that I start playing records from 1951, you know. Ooh. So I play the rock, you know, the records that influenced rock. I actually use the British Invasion as my centerpiece. That's the center of my world is that 64, 65, 66, 67. And I play everything that influenced the British Invasion and everything the British Invasion has influenced ever since. So it's quite broad in the sense of, you know, I'm playing blues, you know, I'm playing Muddy Waters and Little Walter, I'm playing soul music, you know, from Sam Cooke, R&B from, you know, Little Richard, or you know, you're playing Chuck Berry and then into the girl groups and then surf music and all that, everything that basically, you know, the rockabilly stuff, you know, I'll play Johnny Burnett and I'll play, you know, Buddy Holly, Gene Vincent, all that, you know, everything that influenced the British Invasion, basically.
Mm.
And I play mostly British Invasion stuff, you know, I'm you know, that's what influenced me personally.
One of my friends, Jeff, is the lead singer in the band Herman's Hermits. Now, obviously, you've heard of those guys. I think they had like five big records. I don't know if they had five number ones in the US. I think they did.
Oh, no, they had plenty. Oh, no, they were They must have had 15, maybe 20. I mean, so not top five, you know, not number one, but high on the charts.
Here's the deal. I know Jeff because our daughters were friends at school. That's the only reason I know Jeff. Now, Jeff is the guy who replaced Peter Noone, right?
Right.
He replaced Peter Noone in 1971. And to this day, and I know this because I sometimes go watch them play, to this day, people will say to Jeff, "Who are you?" and he has to say, "I'm the new guy." He has said that. "I'm the new guy." He's been the lead singer since 1971. But hey, Stephen, you'll like this one. You should play something by this guy. He's not related to me, but he's a very cool guy, Mike Berry. I saw this guy, Mike Berry, play with a band called the Rapiers, who you would absolutely love. They are a British invasion band from England. They're brilliant. The lead singer and guitarist is this guy called Colin. He wears the meanest winkle picker boots you've ever seen. And Mike got up with the Rapiers at a Rockers, you know, like the... Do you know what the Rockers are in Britain? They're like the prototype Hell's Angels, guys who run the stripped-down cafe races. They fought with the mods on the beaches. So he gets up at this Rocker thing, and he said, you know, "I may not be as famous as Mick Jagger or Paul McCartney, but I'm wearing a suit that I had made in 1962, and it fits." And then he just launched into this tune, and it was just fantastic to hear. This was like last year. You think, that guy's up there playing the music. He's been playing for over 50 years. This music will never die, will it?
No. He must have been one of the, you know, there's a half a dozen great groups, or maybe more, that never invaded, you know, that never came over. I mean, not really. That's why, you know, like the Pretty Things and... The Move and the Birds, you know, Ronnie Wood's first group, and
the birds with an I, rather than sort of
the birds with an I, yep, and you know, Creation groups like Creation, you
John's
know, groups
John's really... Children with Mark Bolan and and all that sort of stuff. So
they never really they didn't come over, unfortunately, you know. So there's a few that missed out on the invasion.
So Stephen,
I think Mike Berry was one of those, I think.
Yeah. Do you play off vinyl on your show? Do you ever do that?
Vinyl?
Yeah. Do you play the vinyl?
Say?
Yeah. Or do you?
Yeah. Well, you know, not really. I mean, it's really, you know, I'm weeks ahead because I'm syndicated all over the world, you know. So. So I'm really, you know, I'm not live. I'm taped weeks ahead, and there's no real use to do it. I mean, you don't want to. You want to stay consistent with the sound, you know. And if people actually compared digital to the vinyl, everybody's gonna throw up and be sick because of what we've lost. Okay, I don't want to depress people by playing vinyl occasionally. So if you either got to play all vinyl, you know, or not. So you know, I decided, you know, we will go the modern route and put up with it. But you know, people's ears have adjusted to it. But of course, digital is just awful. You know, which we know who. Actually have heard the real thing, you know.
Yeah.
Nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, you don't have to be Neil Young to know that digital is it's very poor. Hey, Stephen,
right.
did you hear this Irish band, The Stripes, these young kids? They're very much...
Yeah, we were the first ones to play them.
Oh, what a fantastic sound they've got, yeah? And they're very much in the spirit of the era of music that you're talking about, and yet just kids,
oh, totally.
Really. Yeah,
totally. No, we've introduced over 500 new bands over the last 12 years.
Wow.
And groups like that are just perfect for us. You know, we try and play the best new stuff as well as the great old stuff. And there is a certain consistency running through the format. I mean, it looks like a bit of madness, but the dots do get connected. You know, we always play the original versions of things that the British Invasion bands have covered. You know, we'll play, you know, Muddy Waters, I Just Want to Make Love to You, Into the Stones, or there's so many, you know, the girl group things that people have done, and Smokey Robinson, the Beatles, or, you know, whatever it might be, you know. This kind of just connects the dots for, again, the younger generation to see where things are coming from, and... we talk about who the producers were, who the writers were. It's very important for us to communicate to the younger generation that this music does not fall off trees. You know what I mean? It actually gets created by an army of people and a lot of work goes into it, and perhaps it shouldn't